Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Edie Summers, and you are in for a really special treat today. I have in the studio with me AJ Mirzad. AJ, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. You have to tell me when you come in the studio with me. If you are looking to grow your online coaching business, whether you're a personal trainer, maybe you're a health and wellness coach, if you're looking to create profitable online income and also not only be successful but scale your business, this is the place for you to be today. We're going to be talking about how you can learn to be successful online, like I said, as a personal trainer. Maybe you're a health and wellness coach. Maybe you're a wellness entrepreneur. Are you looking how to leverage your time and skills? Again, this is the place to be. Learn how to scale your business with what I think is one of the most successful business models out there. Also with one of the most successful online coaches and entrepreneurs and mentors, AJ, I'm going to welcome him into the studio in just a few moments here. First, I'm going to introduce him. He is the author of the best-selling book, The Mind-Body Solution, Train Your Brain for Permanent Weight Loss. He studied exercise science and nutrition due to his passion for health and earned a master's degree in psychology due to his fascination with the mindset of weight loss. His cutting edge approach to permanent weight loss insists that the key to a healthy body is a healthy brain. I love that. His clients are walking proof that this is true, and there are hundreds of them. His writing has also been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine. I have the link here on the show page. I definitely recommend you check it out. The Huffington Post, Men's Fitness, and Bodybuilding.com. AJ is a keynote speaker at high-end entrepreneurial and personal development events. He is also the host of the popular podcast, the Online Super Coach Podcast, which is available on iTunes. Along with inspiring the lives of the general public, he is dedicated to helping coaches create an ethical and profitable online income through his business mentorship program, available at onlinesupercoach.com. So, on that note, I'm going to welcome AJ into the studio. Hi, AJ. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being here. It's an honor. And AJ, I'm super excited because I really believe that your business model is, honestly, it's the best business model I've seen for coaches and maybe for anyone. And so I know that you have a system that's, I think, is really obviously effective, and I was wondering if we could talk about, you know, those four steps, and then also, but I'd love to start with a little bit of background on you first. Do you mind sharing with people kind of your journey to how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. How far back should I go? Let me see. I guess I could talk about my journey becoming a health professional and how okay. I decided to grow my business from there. So, you know, I was always this overweight kid, and I had like chipmunk cheeks, these big tan boobs and a belly, and I was 60 pounds overweight at my heaviest. And that's when I said, you know, I got to get myself in shape. And what I decided to do was just do whatever it took to get this weight off. And I studied fitness and nutrition, and literally within a year's time, I was able to get myself in shape, and I was so inspired by my own weight loss that I decided to become a personal mm-hmm. trainer. And by becoming a personal trainer, I started to learn, like, this is something I was passionate about, helping people, coaching them. And for many years, I grew a successful personal training business. And one of the things I was helping people with was just, you know, extreme weight loss. Being that I was a former chubby kid, I was connecting with people on a level of understanding mm-hmm. their pain and their path, and was able to transform a lot of lives. And by doing that, you know, I got really busy. But the problem was that I was working a lot. I was trading hours for dollars, getting up at 5 a.m., working till 9 p.m., back-to-back clients, didn't take vacations, was just like hustling to train my clients, you know, working in the business, then on the business with like customer service and emails. And, you know, I said to myself, like, this is great. I'm really happy to be so busy, but I was getting burnt out, you know,
yeah.
messing
yeah.
up my
exactly.
my own health, my relationships, you mm-hmm. know, and that's when I decided to go the online route.
Mm-hmm. And I think, and see, and I just, first of all, I just, you know, I love your story because you've been there yourself. And then you also moved out of that into helping other people. But then you also realized that you were getting burned out. So you started looking into the online space. And then this is really, and you also started studying other, how other successful people were so successful, right? Like you found other mentors and things of that nature, right? Isn't that how you started to put it all together to be successful online?
Yeah, I think like early on, I've always been very coachable. And I think even when I was trying to lose weight, like, I don't know what I was doing at first. I just joined the gym, and I remember just going on the treadmill for 2 to 3 hours a day, eating lettuce and turkey breast, and that was how I lost a lot of my weight initially. But then, obviously, mm-hmm. I was going back and forth, so I literally said, you know, I could try to figure this out. It may take me a few years, or I could hire a personal trainer. And I remember I hired a personal mm-hmm. trainer, and I found this nutritionist online to help me with my diet. And they helped me get there so much faster. And I realized, like, wow, you know, that's the power of having a mentor. And, you know, even as I was growing my personal training business to eventually my online business, I always just seek different mentors who were very successful at an area that I wanted to excel in. And instead of trying to figure it out myself, I hired them to get the shortcuts.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth in that, AJ, because what I've started to realize is that, you know, we all have our strengths and our skills, and of course you can learn new skills, but I think it's really best to, for a couple of things, like to hire people to do what they're best at so that you can scale faster, and then also don't try to do it all yourself because it can take forever to figure it out, and obviously the goal is to be successful. So that's why I love how you've really like developed this amazing business model that's not only profitable but sustainable, I think. And it's just, you have a really amazing story. It's very inspiring.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's truly a dream come true, I must say. You know, I think everyone in life wants to discover their purpose. And without an hesitation in my voice, I could say that I found my life's purpose, you know, just in terms of being in full alignment with what I was born to do. And I'm just so grateful to be where I am because it was many years of trial and error and working hard, losing money, gaining money, making a lot of mistakes, having a lot of failures. But I think once you find that role that you're meant to live, then everything just happens effortlessly.
And AJ, I hear that. I hear that. And I really, you know, I think when people start to experience it, that's when it becomes true for them. And I really feel like you embody that. And, you know, when I've known you for a little while now on Facebook, and you really are extremely inspiring. And then I watched your webinar, and, of course, I read when you were featured in Entrepreneur on entrepreneur.com. I mean, your steps that you – I mean, you really take people through the steps of how to be successful because I think that people – you know, everyone is trying to figure it out, and there is a formula for it. And I think that part of it is finding your passion, right, like finding what your purpose first. And then, like, creating a, like, having a system that you can, like, pour that into with, in the same time, being authentic. And so, and I think that your system is brilliant. And obviously, it's working. So I was wondering if you could share. So there, I know you have four steps. I mean, you have quite a few things that you really help, like, through your business mentorship program that you help entrepreneurs and coaches and trainers, how to develop their business and also scale it. But I know that you talk about four steps. Are you okay talking about those in a little bit of detail?
Yeah, I appreciate you, Dee. Okay. I first want to acknowledge your kind words. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, I try to live by example. So everything that I teach, I want to accomplish it first and test it and tweak it. And then I want to share with others. So, you know, with me, I mean, there was big goal of mine to become a self-made millionaire, right? I wanted to not just do it for the wealth. I mean, I could care less about the money, but it's about a goal of becoming the best version of myself. You know, what you could do with the wealth, what you could do with the success, you know, help others, give back. I mean, it's a profound thing. So I realized that in life, everything has a formula. You know, when I was overweight and I wanted to get a six-pack, there's a formula that I follow with my nutrition, my exercise, my mindset to accomplish that goal. And it's the same thing, you know, I found if you want to be a million-dollar online coach, there's a formula. So I said, you know, I'm going to devote my life into finding mentors, researching, understanding marketing and sales and systems until I discover this formula. And what I've come to find that really with becoming an online coach or any type of business, there's going to be a four-part process to accomplishing that. So I'll cover the four parts very briefly, then we could go deeper into them if you'd like. Number one.
The
four-part process.
Go ahead.
It's finding your target market. You know, a lot of times people that go into a coaching business, they're a bit too broad. You know, they're a life coach or a weight loss coach, and that's a very general market. So the problem is that there's a lot of competition. It's very saturated. You know, there's literally thousands of coaches that just do life coaching or just weight loss coaching. And the problem is that, you know, you're going to kind of be commoditized. So the secret is finding a very specific niche that you could focus on. So, for example, in my weight loss business, I focus on busy mothers aged 29 to 55, okay? That's a very small segment of the weight loss market. But because I'm so targeted, you know, I have less people to compete with. And at the same time, as a specialist, you could charge a lot more money. If you look at the medical community, you have a general doctor that here in the United States, you could just walk into any zip code and see one. You know, they generally earn around six figures per year. Then you have a brain surgeon who's a specialist, very specific, very small scope of work, but they literally earn seven figures. So in the world of online coaching, the more specialized you are, the more you get paid and the less competition you have to deal with.
Yeah. I think I love that. And I and before and also, so thank you for sharing that. I know you're going to share the other three steps. And I just really want to emphasize for people that AJ has really done the work for you in terms of pulling together the best of all the mentors that he studied with, like the kind of like distilling all the information into a program that works and scales in order for you to be profitable in your online business as a coach or personal trainer or beyond. So I just really want to emphasize that. So, because you're a mentor yourself now. So I just, your program is amazing. Anyway, we can talk about that more later. But I just, I love these four steps because when I read your article on entrepreneur.com, I was just, I was blown away. I mean, in addition to all your posts that you just, you have on Facebook, like you are very inspiring. But these, your steps are really, I mean, you make them sound doable and simple, but they're, you really put a lot of, there's a lot of thought and effort that went into to creating the system.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it's really just simplifying the process, you know, because like I said, the foundation is your target market. And one way you could really look at your target market if you're kind of unsure about it is that, you know, just ask yourself these two simple questions. Number one is, who do you want to be a hero to? So if you want to find like a specific right demographic, who would you like to serve? You know, who's that one person who's like your ideal target client? And then from there, you could just focus on that specific person, age, gender, occupation, passions. It's like, you know, they call you your customer avatar, but you want to pick one person.
Your avatar.
And that becomes your target. Yes. So,
AJ, go ahead. Sorry, I just have to say, I just have to say, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I just have to say, I love it when you say, who do you want to be a hero to? And it's just, I mean, think about it that way. And then also like finding your avatar is like finding that, I mean, just that, that ideal person to speak to and use their language. I would also throw that in there, but sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a great point because the thing is, you know, let's say as a coach, you're putting out content, you know, you're putting out information and you want to serve people. So one trick that I tell my students is like, instead of talking to a group of people, you want to talk to one person. So for example, let's say I'm putting out a video for my ideal busy mom client. I don't say, hey, all you moms out there. I talk to an imaginary busy mom that I've created named Jamie, and she's a busy mom of two. She's 35 years old, and she's into personal development. She's open-minded and is a very positive person. So that's my ideal client. So every time I make a video, I'm addressing Jamie. I'm talking about Jamie's pain, her problems, and I'm talking directly to her because I'm so specific, more Jamie's come into my life.
Which is really ends up being very profound because that's how you end up bringing in the right kind of clients that are like pre-qualified. But that's another topic. But okay, go ahead, AJ.
Yeah.
I know we're covering
other
points here.
Yeah. I know we could go deep into this, but you know, you want to have like a dream come true client. And the only way you could attract dream to is if you speak to them directly, you know, they'll start raising their hands. And the second question is, what pain do you want to heal in the world? So if you think about something that you want to eradicate, a pain, let's say for me, it's weight loss, right? So I understand the struggles that a lot of moms have with weight loss and something that I've dealt with myself. I've been overweight. I know the challenges and the difficulties. So it's like I want to help people lose weight. You know, that's a pain I would love to eradicate. If you're a life coach, perhaps it's something about happiness, or a relationship coach, you want to help couples find love. So it's always asking yourself, if you could eliminate a specific pain, what would that be? And that's going to lead you even closer to your target market.
I love that too. And I just want to throw in there that since we're also talking about, you know, learning how to be profitable online as a coach or trainer, I would say that another pain that you're solving in your business mentorship program is helping people to, in a very real way, be successful as entrepreneurs online and then go from there and even reach, you know, a million and beyond. So like in a very real practical way. So you're also solving that pain for people. So thank you for doing that.
I appreciate it. Yes, those are the two pains. Yeah. One is my weight loss business and really helping people tap into their, you know, target dream business and helping them literally scale it up from that point on.
Yeah. Yep.
So
I know, again, we could go deeper into that, but then, and if you want to, go ahead for the step, like whatever, however deep you want to go for any of these steps, I'll leave it up to you.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, the foundation is the target market, right? Who you want to be a hero to and what pain do you want to heal?
Yeah.
So once you discover that, the next step is attracting them. So the second factor is your attraction model. So how do you attract your target client into your world? So when you're building an online business, you have a lot of opportunities because you're not just dealing with people locally. You could deal with people globally. So there's a lot of different ways to attract your target client. But the three main attraction systems that I teach my students are, number one, you have paid traffic. So if you think about all these different social media channels, you could buy advertising on them. You could buy pay-per-click ads on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube. So utilizing pay-per-click ads, you could create advertising that specifically targets your ideal client and brings them into your business. The second way is called position marketing. So this is like using free resources to position yourself as an expert. For example, you do a great job as this, Edie, on your Facebook page. You have Facebook pages that show your target clients. You are the go-to expert in your
target
market.
Mm-hmm.
And position marketing is free.
Thanks, AJ.
you're an authority expert, and you have a great way of showing people your talents, your skills. You put out great content, and in turn, you attract them into your world. And the great thing about positioning marketing is the fact that you don't have to pay anything for it. So this could be on social media, you could have it your email list, you know, people email you, you blast out newsletters that position you as the go-to expert. You could create a podcast, right? So position marketing many times is fairly free because you don't have to pay for it, like paid marketing. And the third type of lead generation is partnership marketing. So essentially it's partnering up with someone who has a similar demographic but working on a deal where they expose you to their audience and you expose them to your audience. So, for example, for my mom's program, I've teamed up with a mommy blogger, and she writes about topics about being a mom and, you know, the challenges and has a lot of recommendations. Well, she brings me in once a month, and I do a mom fitness webinar. So she exposes me to her crowd. I give them value, and then I get leads from this mommy blogger's website. So it's a non-competitive way of serving each other and sharing each other's audience.
Love that. And it works, too. It really does work. JV partnerships, what you're talking about, are called joint venture partnerships. And they really do work.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes it can take some time to find the right partner. But when you find them,
mm-hmm.
it's like your whole world can open up. Of course, you also are the whole time doing your own work.
Exactly. And that's the beautiful thing, like I said, in the attraction model.
Yeah.
You have multiple ways. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I personally, my favorite is paid traffic. So I've learned
mm-hmm.
how to do paid
okay.
traffic. I have a lot of different paid traffic funnels that I teach my students. It's very predictable.
Okay.
It works fast. It's like a faucet. You could turn it on when you need leads, turn it off, you know. And position marketing, where you're marketing on social media or an email list, it's not as predictable
mm-hmm.
as paid traffic, but the great thing about it,
mm-hmm.
it's free, it's organic. And it's something you do over time. It's like a long, long, long game. But the third one with
mm-hmm.
partnerships
right.
and joint ventures, yes, it's a bit more difficult because obviously you have to do more legwork
mm-hmm.
to find the right person. But the beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing about a JV partnership is the fact that you just need one person. You know, one person
mm-hmm.
could potentially bring in 100 leads.
Wow. Yeah. So worth it. Wow. And again, there's so much we could go into this. I just want to let everyone know listening, and also AJ, we have about 8 minutes left live, and then anyone who wants to listen to the replay will still be here for like another 5 or 10 minutes. I would definitely listen back because all of this is it's invaluable information. And if you're looking to be successful online and also scale from there, this is the place to be. So go ahead, AJ. So is there anything else in the third step that you want to add in, or do you want to continue
on to the fourth step? That sums it up. It's kind of like looking at your skill set. You know, if you're an amazing
mm-hmm.
content producer, then just put out a lot of
mm-hmm.
great content on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. You know, if you're the type of person who could sit behind a computer and understand paid traffic, then just focus
mm-hmm.
on that, right? If you're a very social person, you're great at networking, then focus on partnerships. But I would say that you don't have to do all three. I mean, I do all three
mm-hmm.
because, you know, I'm like, I love leads, so I want to expose a lot
mm-hmm.
of people. But at the end of the day, you just focus on one and just master that. So that's your attraction
mm-hmm.
model. Then you have your sales and conversion. So
okay.
you're now
all right.
focused on the target market. You're attracting them into your business. And then you want to sell your services. So there's many ways
mm-hmm.
to sell your coaches online. So, you know, you could use a webinar that's basically like
mm-hmm.
a, you know, interactive seminar
Very
to
powerful.
Sell your coaching on there. You could sell on video. A video
mm-hmm.
series, you could sell on the
mm-hmm.
phone, you could sell on a website. So
mm-hmm.
this is really important to be able to sell your services online and have a proper sales process. And then the last part
exactly.
is the delivery, the service.
Mm-hmm.
So the great thing about working online is you don't have to just coach people in back-to-back sessions. You know, that's one option. You can
mm-hmm.
have a high-end one-on-one coaching model, but you could also use technology and leverage, you know, one-to-many coaching to help more people, maybe at a lower price point. So it's essentially just focusing on those four factors, like I said, having a target market, having a solid attraction model to bring those leads in, selling those leads as services, and then you serve them using a virtual infrastructure, or you could create a lot of different products online to help your clientele.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I appreciate you saying that. So a couple other things there. I mean, webinars are really big this day, and also having discovery calls. And it really is about also doing like online programs, but it really is about creating that streamlined funnel from beginning to end, where you're going to attract the right client, and then kind of build, bring them through that funnel up to working with you or in your program. So and again, your program, your mentorship program is perfect for this because I highly recommend that everyone watch your webinar, and maybe we can let people know how to watch your webinar because it's very detailed and it really gives people a really great overview of the whole process. And I've never seen anyone put it together so logically, but also just in a way that you can see the process unfolding of because I think a lot of times people feel like they get stuck in certain places, like, well, they think maybe I don't know how to do this part, or I don't know how to do that part, or, you know, how do you deliver your product, or or how do you truly be effective? Whatever type of attraction marketing you're doing, so that's why I love your system, because it really gives people practical steps, and you can show that it works because it works for you and also all of your clients in your mentorship program too. So I can't speak highly of it enough, and I've seen a lot out there. So I think that I invited you on here, AJ, because I really want people to find results. I really want to see people be successful as coaches. I mean, we need as many as possible. So, you know, as coaches and trainers and wellness entrepreneurs and anyone who's really looking to help change the world once they've found their purpose. So how would people find your, like, if they wanted to, like, work with you or get involved in your mentorship program, your business mentorship program, how does that process work? Is
yeah,
it watching the webinar?
I appreciate you, Edie. Yeah, thank you. You know, because like I said, a lot of these concepts that I'm talking about, I'm verbalizing them, but I have a website that has actually a webinar. It's like a full-on presentation, and it just trains you in all these processes. And my website's online, supercoach.com, and then on there I have my webinar. I have links to my blog, which I share a lot of different concepts. You know, I'm very big on, you know, giving information, sharing, inspiring people. So there's a lot of stuff within this realm of this four-part model.
And I appreciate you saying that, because it's so true. I mean, AJ, you know, for anyone listening, AJ is really, we're going through like the kind of the skeleton version of it here, but it's really like it's the details that make the difference, right? So, and AJ has really developed his program in a way that it makes sense and it also works. So if you're looking for answers, like, how do I truly become successful online doing what I'm, fulfilling my purpose, this is the place to go. And I say that with having looked through a lot of programs, and this is the one. So again, it's online Supercoach. You can go on there, and I highly recommend checking out, you know, get signed up for AJ's webinar, watch it, and then go from there. And then, you know, that's the beginning of the path to being successful online. And then AJ, we have just a few minutes here left live, but I'm just wondering, I mean, I feel like there's so much I could ask you. I mean, even I just want to ask you now as like a mentor, like, first of all, are there any takeaways that you want to give people? And then, you know, I guess that is my question. Like, what are your takeaways and like just words of wisdom for people to kind of get fired up and just realize that they can do this?
Absolutely. I truly feel that like there is nothing that you can't do. You know, I think if you just have the right mindset and the right strategy, anything in life is possible. So one thing for me is like, I've understood the power of hiring coaches and having mentors. I mean, literally in every area of my life that I want to improve, I have a coach. You know, sometimes people say, oh, it costs a lot of money to hire a coach or hire a mentor. But I truly feel that you lose a lot of money by not hiring a coach and not hiring a mentor. I mean, if you're passionate about growing your business, the fastest way to increase your income is hiring a good business coach that will teach you the strategies on how to make more money, how to market yourself. I mean, if you're lonely and you're struggling, you know, to find people, I want a relationship. Okay, well, you could stay at home for an entire year of Saturday nights, or you could invest the money, hire a relationship coach, and they'll help you find the love of your life. So, I mean, all these different things, I could go on and on and on, but I would say the one nugget of wisdom I want to tell people is the fastest way to get to where you want to be is finding someone who's already been there, investing some money, and getting there a lot faster.
Because I love this part of your story, because you really fleshed this out in your webinar, but this is really what you did, and it's so inspiring. And you have all these pictures of all these different mentors, literally, that you sought out, and I mean, it changed your life, right? Like, I mean, these are people that, you know, you had to seek out and pay to spend time with for the most part, because they're so busy and they're so successful. And yet it is about strategy, right? Like, it's about skills and strategy. Of course, there are other things involved. I love how you mentioned mindset. Like, there are these key factors I really want people to understand that, you know, we have to also have role models. Like, I would consider you a role model. Like, look at people who are successful. Look at what they're doing. And, you know, don't just, you know, listen to them, but really take it to heart and then, you know, learn and then incorporate that into your strategy and find a system that works for you. And and learn from all this wisdom that, I mean, people are successful for a reason. I really believe that. So we're about to go off the air, AJ, but I just, if it's okay, I'd love to keep you on just a few more minutes. For anyone listening, please listen to the replay for the end of this podcast. And so, AJ, I mean, it's really up to you. Like, we have about 5 or 10 minutes, but is there anything else you want to say? Like, I just love how you talk about, you know, mindset and mastery, and also, mentorships. Like, really, I love that part of your story. I love all of your story, actually. I find it really inspiring. You really pursued these mentors that you were, because you wanted to learn how to be successful. And
yes.
Move out of being
a
personal trainer, like in the gyms, right? Like, you were tapped out, and you knew that there was another way to do it, but you weren't sure how to do it. So you sought the answers. I mean, I find it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to live it, right? Like, to truly, like, take your life to the next level is, you have to think differently, right? And, like, move to another level.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, like, we're talking about, you know, successful people. I mean, I believe it was Anthony Robbins who said success leaves clues. So if you just simply model what someone else does, you'll get there a lot faster. So there's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
Anything that you want in life, someone has already done it. So instead of trying to figure it out through trial and error and starting from scratch, you're better off going to someone successful and just letting them give you this step-by-step process. I mean, that's how I found a lot of this stuff in my life, you know, over the years when I was very confused and I was curious about something. I would just go to the most successful person and say, can you just teach me exactly what you did? And, of course, some people will give you the information for free. Other people will charge you. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's fine if they charge you, because the more you pay, the more you pay attention.
I just love that quote. Now, is that from you, or is that, I just love that quote. It's, did you say that? I think you said that on your webinar, didn't you? When you pay, you pay attention.
Yes.
I wrote that down.
It's true.
I took a lot of notes on your webinar, AJ. I have tons and tons
you.
Of notes,
thank
but
you.
That
I mean,
is a, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one. That is
universal truth. And that's one of them, you know, like, I mean, we live in an information age. There's so much free information. I mean, there's literally information right now for free to get in the best shape of your life, to find the love of your life, to build a $1 million business. Mm-hmm. You could go on Google and find it. But why don't people follow it? Because no one values free, right?
I think there's truth in that. And I think it's also I think a lot of people still need that personal attention on some level to really, it's one thing to make it real. It's more than just reading about it. Like, you have to implement it. And I think the implementing takes being held accountable. And when you pay, you are held accountable. I think there are all sorts of things that make those subtle differences in why people are successful or not. So again, you know, these are big topics, but you're right. Like, but the truth is, I think anyone could ask themselves the question, regardless of the information that you have, is it translating into you being successful, right? Whether that's in your personal or professional life. And then if you aren't feeling fulfilled and successful, then what can you do differently? And I think that the proven model is finding people who are doing it well and who are, and modeling what they're doing, because that is a proven model. And this is about being successful. And, you know, for lack of a better phrase, I think in American culture, we tend to look at everything as being successful, but it's, what about being fulfilled as well, right? So whether it's personally or professionally. Anyway, we could go on and on, but I just thank you so much for being here. And is there anything else you want to make sure you let people know about, or is there anything else you want to say before we end here?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, this is my job, to serve people, help them grow their, you know, online coaching businesses. So I could talk about this all day long. My website is like the best place to go for that. And actually, I do a seminar twice a year, and it's literally just specifically 2 days going deep on building an online coaching business. So I typically do them here in my home, New York, And, you know, if you're interested in experiencing this whole process in person, I just go very deep into a two-day process of just taking people through these four factors and live implementing. So by the end of the 2 days, they have everything they need to grow their online coaching business.
Oh, that's awesome, AJ. And so how do people find out about that? Is that also on the online super coach that they find out about that?
Yes. When you go there, there's a tab that says live seminars. And then typically you just go through that page and it gives all the dates and information.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I know you just did one, and I know like JSC was there, and it just looked amazing. And I mean, it's really like you're the real deal. And I can't thank you enough for being here and for sharing your wisdom with us. And thanks for being a bright light in the world.
I appreciate you, JD. Thank you. It means a lot.
Likewise. Okay. Thank you so much for being here, AJ. I'll see you online. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. And again, go check out AJ's site. It's onlinesupercoach.com to get set up in all of his, you know, learn about his business mentorship program or any of his other programs, but including his two-day personal development events and also, you know, anything, if you're looking for like his books, The Mind Body Solution, Train Your Brain for Permanent Weight Loss, or even any of his, are your weight loss programs on there as well, AJ? Like, is everything on there?
Yeah, that's like the central hub. I mean, if you just go on the email list, I have access to everything that I do.
Awesome.
So, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And also check out his podcast. I recommend going to his website, onlinesupercoach.com, but remember he also has a podcast, Online Supercoach Podcast, which is on iTunes. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to The Wellness Coach on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, AJ. Thanks.